Yank, the Army Weekly presents G.I. Jive. Here it is, fellows, the music you asked for. G.I. Jive, the AEF jukebox of the air. To get what you want in jazz, write. The only address you need is Yank, the Army Weekly, USA. It's your newspaper by and for enlisted men. Just put your requests in, and out will come your favorite bands and singing stars. Well, men, all the torpedo tubes in the jukebox are loaded and ready to fire. This is Navy Day on G.I. Jive. And you lucky sailors. The task force is in command of that gorgeous moving picture and radio star, Miss Carol Bruce. Take over, Skipper Bruce.
Thank you, and hello there, sailors. Well, I've got all the gear in order here, so let's shove off with a rhythmic tribute to the gal friend of the first sailors to set foot on American soil. Queen Isabella. Now that that's out of our system, let's turn to a few squibs of Navy news. At the Farragut Naval Training Station, a couple of recruits were penalized for smoking while they were at work, painting a sign. The infraction of rules wouldn't have been so bad, but the sign they were painting read, "No smoking." And now to oblige with a request or two, this next platter is being spun for bosun's mate, Eddie R. Norman, and apprentice seaman, Horace G. Lindstrom. It's called Babushka Hop, and it's swung out by Rex Irving's Modern Men of Music. Mm-hmm. an item about a general order that was intended to put the clamp on too much promiscuous romance, but I don't think it'll do much good. The order in question is one that appeared on the bulletin board at the Norman Naval Training Station, and here's the way it read. Holding hands, hugging, and other displays of affection are proper only when the lady admits she is the sailor's mother. Can't you just see a couple being reprimanded for pitching a little too much woo, and the sweet young thing looks up at the SP and says, honest, I really am this sailor's mother. Didn't you all just hear me call him honey child? And with that, we fire torpedo tube number 3. This is a tune for the real cat, because it's by Jimmy Dorsey and his ever-loving band. And it's that swell ditty, Don't Be That Way. It's played especially for Seaman First Class Hal Simpson, who sent a letter requesting it. Here it is, Hal. In Iceland, by the name of Warren Kilgore, wrote to G.I. Jive and said that the Eskimos in that country use fish for money. He said they worked fine, except that it got pretty messy when you try to put in a phone call from a pay station. Of course, we don't believe it, but here's something that will make you believe in rhythm. It's Red Nichols and his boys, and they make you know it with King Kong. thanks, fellas. It's been fun G.I. jiving with you. So long.
For the past 15 minutes, Yank, the Army Weekly, has been dishing out the G.I. Jive. Your show has been the screen and radio star. Miss Cash is your show, and you caught what I hear right. The Yank, the Army Weekly. This program was produced by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America. This program has been a part of our English language shortwave service.